Can we put together another list and we'll put it on our website of the bad date guy list?
Well, only if we could do bad chicks too, because I've had some bad dates. I think in all fairness, we should be able to open it up to both sexes.
Okay.
Because I'd like to point out that the too much makeup chick needs to go away.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Case in point, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Wearing too much these days. Yeah.
And it take 3 hours to get ready for a two-hour movie chick.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's my wife. She takes like 5 hours to get ready to go out. I said, you know, we could have been out, had dinner, and been back by now.
How about, can I add one to the list?
Sure.
The last date that I had before Chelsea.
Yeah.
Before I married my wife. We've been together, by the way, almost 10 years now. Isn't that wild?
Surprising.
Believe somebody
would
want
that
to do
far.
10 years. I just thought about that the other day. I went on a date with a girl that popped her gum all the time.
Oh.
We sat there. So I'd like to put the chewing gum popper chick on the list of bad dates. 313-298-9595 is our telephone number. 313-298-9595. We want you to put either the bad guy date that you went on a date with or the bad girl date that you went on a date with. Guys, you can call up now. This is your opportunity to kind of bag on the women as far as being bad dates.
What about the girl that makes you feel guilty about eating the last appetizer? you ever with that girl?
Okay, let's add to the list the bad dates. Guys want equal opportunity. Todd, who do you want to add to the list?
Girls who eat just a salad at a buffet.
On the list. That's a good call. Or the girls that go out for dinner and they don't eat anything at all.
It's annoying.
And then when they go home, they're probably starving and they're pigging out at their house, you know?
Right, probably on chocolate.
Yeah, I think what ends up happening is that they don't want to look like slobs to you, but I would rather have a girl just come down and eat, right?
So would I.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Tom. Tom, who do you want to add to the list?
A girlfriend that talks about her ex-boyfriend a lot.
A girlfriend that talks about her ex-boyfriend a lot. Nothing
We've
worse than that.
Come to find out that that's a really bad idea.
Allison, who do you want to add to the list?
Yes, I'd like to say that any guy that takes a girl to a buffet would be a bad date.
I would like to add bird, lizard, or ferret on shoulder guy.
Have you gone on a date with a guy like that?
No, but I've been approached at the Ann Arbor Art Fair by Ferret on the Shoulder guy.
Oh, my God.
I always see those Parrot on the Shoulder guys. That's a hard... Can you imagine if he showed up on a date like that?
Hey, Rona, who do you want to add to the list?
I'd like to add the guy who wants to have sex before dinner and the theater. How about that?
How does that come up?
I don't know. Like, hi, how are you? I'm fine. Do you want to go to my place or yours? Oh, my God.
Hey, Sherry, hi, how you doing?
Yes, I would like to add going out with guys who have nose hair sticking out. I mean, come on, groom yourself.
All right,
if your nose hair can touch your lip, it needs to be trimmed.
Exactly, yes.
Thanks for the call, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nancy, who do you want to add to the list?
Okay, how about the guy who drives a clunker? You can hear him down the block coming up to your house. And smell him a mile away. Something funny coming out of the car, converter or something.
That's good.
Clunker, that's a real treat, isn't it?
Clunker car guy or Bondo car guy. The guy that's got a car with nothing but Bondo
or
on it.
Or jumper cable guy.
That's good. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
313-298-9595. We're adding people to the list of the bad dates that you've been on. Hey, good morning, Jen.
Hi.
Hi, who'd you like to add to the list?
The guy who tells you he loves you on his first or second date.
Oh. That's not good. Not good.
And the opposite of that, flirts with your friend's guy.
That's a bad idea, too.
Oh,
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Who do you want to add to the list?
The guy who tells puke stories while you're eating dinner.
Not a good thing. Okay, bad dates. If you've gone on a bad date and you want to add a guy to the list or a girl to the list, all you got to do is give us a call up. Hey, Danielle, who do you want to add to the list?
How about the guy with a fake accent?
That's a good one.
You've gone on a date with a guy that has done a fake accent?
Yes, and he kept telling me that he played semi-professional hockey in Canada, and he would speak with a Canadian accent, and I found out that he really drove a parking lot cleaner, and he worked in Birmingham. So he wasn't Canadian at all.
Amanda, who do you want to add to the list?
The guy that can't remember your name on a second date.
And he just calls you, hey, sunshine. Hey,
no,
baby.
No, actually, he didn't even say anything. And he was just sitting there, and at the end of the night, he's like, oh, by the way, what was your name again?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
At least be, you know, incognito about it. Like, I don't know, look at your purse or have the waitress ask what your name is or something. Don't just flat out admit that after two dates, you don't know what the girl's name is.
Hey, Jolene, who do you want to add to the list?
The guy that brags about his package size.
Oh, man.
You know he doesn't know how to work it, obviously. It's just not big enough.
Explain the conversation.
Well, I was on a date with this guy, and he was like, obviously, you know, just kept going on and on about how, you know, he was good and da-da-da-da-da, and how he could make me do this and that, and how his piece is, like, the biggest thing in the world. And I'm
Come
like,
on.
Yeah, whatever.
That's hilarious.
It was quite funny.
John from Romeo wants to add 5 o'clock shadow chick to the list.
Does chick. That really exist? Come on.
Yeah. We can continue this. You can do it. You know, call us up at any time if you couldn't get through this morning.
I just put call the, us up throughout the whole day. List on the website. If people want to see it again, show it, share it with their office mates. And then on the message board, you can actually post more if we forget.